This is Jay Sekulow. Secretary of State Kerry warns Israel that it could become, quote, an apartheid state. That's at the same time that Hamas and Fatah have joined an alliance, and Hamas calls for the destruction of Israel.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
So President Abbas has to decide whether he wants a pact with Hamas or peace with Israel. He cannot speak out of both sides of his mouth. He cannot embrace Hamas and say that he wants peace with Israel. In fact, what I say to him very simply is this. President Abbas, tear up your pact with Hamas. Recognize a Jewish state. Make peace. I hope you do that. But you can't have both Hamas and peace with Israel.
Are you saying, sir, that there can be no discussion with the PLO as long as Hamas is a part of it?
I'm saying something very clear. As long as I'm Prime Minister of Israel, we will not negotiate with a government that is backed by Hamas, an organization that is committed to our destruction. It's common sense, of course. I mean, you want to make peace with an enemy, but only with an enemy that's decided to make peace. An enemy that seeks your destruction, what are we going to talk about? Well, the method of our self-annihilation? I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Our bottom line is very clear. There are clear principles that any Palestinian government has to adhere to. Recognize Israel, renounce terrorism, respect past agreements. Any government has to do that.
You would consider cutting off aid?
If a government didn't do that, yes.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, it's a big news day, folks, as we start the week off. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. By the way, before we get into the discussion about Israel, be in special prayer for Pastor Saeed Abedini right now, because we've got some critical movement on that case, and I just want to urge you to be in prayer for him and our legal team as we work through some very delicate and important matters for his release. So we're not there yet, obviously. We'd be telling you if we were. But there are things moving in the right direction. But we need prayer right now, and I'm going to urge you to do that. All right, we're talking about Israel, the Middle East, the Palestinian Authority cutting a deal with Hamas, or at least a deal that started. Hamas, in their charter, calling for the destruction of Israel. And you ask yourself the question, why would Secretary of State Kerry at the same time say Israel risks becoming an apartheid state when the partner for peace, so to speak, is calling for Israel's destruction? We're taking your call at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We want that calls, your comments on this. Again, the administration putting Israel in a very difficult situation. Jordan, what's the latest on this in Washington? By the way, I just interviewed moments ago Congressman Ron DeSantis from Florida. He's got legislation pending on this. We'll play that a little bit later in the broadcast.
Yeah, this is a situation which continues to heat up, and the questions remain about what will Washington do here? How will the United States respond when it comes to funding the Palestinians? And, of course, you've got now controversial statements, which the State Department seems to be acknowledging, made by Secretary of State John Kerry, saying that if Israel doesn't get this done, it would be compared to an apartheid state. And they, of course, have tried to backtrack that from the State Department, said he just means there needs to be peace. At the end of the day, the real problem here is whether Washington will act, because the Palestinians are not going to get any kind of negative reaction from the UN directly if we don't do anything.
How do you feel about our State Department Secretary of State calling Israel a potential apartheid state while Hamas and Fatah have joined forces, and you got Hamas calling for the destruction of Israel? I'm going to read those from the documents when we come back from the break. We're taking your call at 1-800-684-3110. Should we be standing with Israel right now? And what's the agenda here? 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country on this. Do we stand with Israel right now in this critical juncture? 800-684-3110. And how about this? Do you like your taxpayer dollars going to terrorists? Because that's what Hamas is. And it goes to the Palestinian Authority right now. It's going to them. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. If you want to defund the terrorists and defend Israel, sign our brand new petition that's up right now at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. There's legislation we're going to talk about when we come back from the break pending to stop the funding of Hamas and the Palestinian Authority. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
It is a dangerous and deadly combination, and it represents a grave threat to Israel. Hamas and the Palestinian Authority have announced their long-planned unity government. The terrorists of Hamas will join the extremists in the Palestinian Authority, united in their resolve to destroy Israel. Here's the problem. The United States provides hundreds of millions of taxpayer funds to the Palestinian Authority. And the fact is that if this unity government is finalized, the U.S. will actually be funding Hamas. Don't let that happen. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and send a message to the President and to Congress. Tell Washington, tell the Obama administration, not one dime of your taxpayer dollars should fund jihadists. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. Joining us in our studios in Virginia Beach, Virginia, on the campus of Regent University School of Law is Skip Ash. He's a senior counsel with the ACLJ. He is also an expert on our military and national security issues and does a lot in the Israel matter. Let me read first, folks, just so you understand what we're dealing with. So Fatah, which is Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank, is on a five-week plan to unite their government with Hamas. Hamas, of course, has called for the destruction of Israel. In the charter of the Hamas covenant, it says Israel will exist and will continue to exist until Islam will obliterate it, just as it obliterated others before it. This is in their actual charter. Then it goes on to say that fear of Allah and raise the banner of jihad in the face of oppression so that they would rid the land and the people of their uncleanness, vileness, and evils. Again, talking about Israel and actually others there. That's the Article 3. Then there's this. How about this one? The Prophet Allah, bless him and grant him salvation, has said the day of judgment will come about until Muslims fight the Jews, killing the Jews, when the Jew will hide behind stones and trees. The stones and trees will say, O Muslims, O Abdullah, there is a Jew behind me, come and kill him. Now, this is in their document. The slogan of the Islamic resistant movement, Allah is its target, the Prophet is its model, the Quran its constitution, jihad is the path, and death for the sake of Allah is the loftiest of its wishes. Now, this is the group that the White House is saying, you know, you can cut a deal with for peace. They're calling for your annihilation. Folks, before we get to Skip's comments, we've got a petition up brand new in a day, not a day, a couple of hours. 14,000 people have signed it. We don't want Israel forced to negotiate with people that are calling for its extermination. We don't want our taxpayer dollars going towards Hamas and these groups. It's that simple, and it's hundreds of millions of dollars. Sign that petition with us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. I'm urging everyone that's listening to this broadcast right now to stand with Israel, stand against these terrorists, and don't have the United States force them into a situation where you're negotiating with someone that's calling for your destruction. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Skip, how serious is this?
I think it's very serious. First of all, I will say this about Hamas. They are at least honest about what they stand for. If they get together with the Palestinian Authority and they actually come to some unity government and they change their tone, you can rest assured they haven't really changed what their desires are. They may cover it up temporarily, but their ultimate objective is to destroy Israel, to drive the Jews out of the Holy Land, and not just the Jews, the Christians too. And we need to understand that. And this is a very dangerous development, and the United States government must, I repeat, must stop aiding the Palestinian Authority if they get anywhere near this type of a political accommodation with Hamas.
All right, Jordan. So Congressman DeSantis said that the Palestinian Accountability Act will specifically state very clearly that there, for any negotiations to go forward and any funding coming from the United States, recognition of Israel, its right to exist as a Jewish state, mutually secure borders, and a commitment to the peace process, that's the requirements. That is not going to happen with Hamas.
No way. I mean, they can't do that. Hamas as an organization is just opposed to mainly just recognizing Israel's right to exist and as a Jewish state on top of that. I mean, both of those conditions cannot be met when Hamas is a partner. Now, we've seen these partnerships falter in the past, and so you don't know how serious and how long-term they will be. But what we do know is that this is part of a bigger Palestinian strategy to try and get more recognition from international institutions and other countries.
Meanwhile, Secretary of State in a closed-door meeting says that Israel risks becoming an apartheid state. By the way, apartheid under the Rome Statute is a crime. It's inhumane acts committed in the context of institutionalized regime of systematic oppression and domination by one racial group over another racial group or groups and committed with the intention of maintaining that regime. That's what apartheid is. That's what Secretary of State, while this is going on with Hamas and Fatah, has said this is what Israel risks. So here's the simple question, folks. Are we going to stand with Israel right now? The Bible's very clear. I'll bless those that bless thee, curse those that curse thee. If you want to stand for freedom and stand for liberty and not have your taxpayer dollars going to Hamas, to terrorists, then let's stand with Israel right now at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, we want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's take a phone call, Jordan.
Yeah, right to the phones we go. Let's go to Vernon calling in from DC on line 4. Vernon, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Vernon.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, sir.
God bless you.
Thank you.
I'm calling. I have a comment because the United States must not forget and accept that we've been blessed for so long, I believe, for that reason. We've been the peacekeeper of God.
Israel and protecting Israel.
Yes.
Well, I think you're absolutely correct. And, you know, the United States, I think if you look at it from a spiritual perspective, Skip, because the Bible's crystal clear, that I'll bless those that bless thee, curse those that curse thee. And the fact of the matter is that Israel's in an untenable situation right now.
We are the only friend that Israel has of any significance in the world. Canada probably is the next best friend because they are siding with Israel right now. But without the United States, Israel would be in dire circumstances. And yes, we have been a strong supporter of Israel. We are the first nation that recognized their right to exist when they reestablished themselves as a nation. And we have stood by their side faithfully in all the days since then. And we risk right now with the policies that are being enunciated by Secretary Kerry, we risk the status as being their best friend because we are adopting policies and making positions that are contrary to our interests and the interests of Israel. They're the only democracy in the Middle East. They are a viable democracy. And this apartheid thing is absolutely despicable. 20% of the population of Israel today is Arab, and they are fully represented in the Knesset. They have every right that every other Israeli has. And to say this is apartheid state is absolutely despicable.
It is a loaded term, folks. And the Secretary of State said it. And while Israel's supposed to now negotiate with Hamas, who's calling for their destruction, we're taking your names on this petition at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. I just spoke to, moments ago, Congressman Ron DeSantis. He has legislation pending. Listen to this. Let's talk about the situation. We have an office in Jerusalem. When the information came to our team in our office in Jerusalem about this serious unity government, they're on a five-week path to a complete reconciliation. They've announced that they will reunite with Hamas, which ends basically a seven-year split. The agreement will, you know, basically make the Hamas the partner. I'm holding in my hand, Congressman, the covenant of the Islamic Resistance Movement. This is Hamas's Covenant 1988, which calls for the complete annihilation of the state of Israel as a Jewish state. They'll say Israel has a right to exist, but not as a Jewish state, although they don't even go that far. But Fatah has said that. Your sense on why now? Why did, with the supposed talks that were taking place and all the pressure that the Obama administration was putting on and have been putting on the Israelis, why did Hamas and Fatah, specifically Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazen, make this decision right at this particular strategic time?
Well, I think he's responding to the broad sense amongst his folks. And the fact of the matter is, I think that you've never seen a critical mass of Palestinians want to embrace a future where they would coexist with the Jewish state. I think that's unfortunate, but I think that's a reality. And so I just think that he's moving in the direction of Hamas is probably more reflective of where his people are, unfortunately, than were he to go and actually start to say that he's committed to a two-state solution where you have a Jewish state. And that's just the bottom line.
How does our government expect Israel to negotiate with Fatah or Mahmoud Abbas with this Hamas alignment going on? It's an impossible task.
I agree 100%. And I think Prime Minister Netanyahu was correct when he said, look, the peace process stops if you expect us to negotiate with an entity, Hamas, whose main purpose is our destruction. And so from their perspective, look, you actually may be able to come to an agreement with Hamas, but it would simply be Hamas would see that as a stepping stone towards Israel's destruction. So you would never be able to get an agreement that's in Israel's interest. So I think that we absolutely need to stop pressuring Netanyahu and the Israeli government. And I think we also in Congress need to speak out against the Secretary of State's insinuation, John Kerry, that somehow if Israel does not continue to negotiate, that they run the risk of becoming an apartheid state.
It's so hard to believe, folks, that, and this was Congressman Ron DeSantis, that our government saying Israel doesn't negotiate with Hamas now as the partner, that they risk becoming an apartheid state. You want to send a message back to the White House and a message to the Israeli government that we're standing with them? Go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That scripture is clear. I'll bless those that bless thee, curse those that curse thee. Stand with Israel right now. And we need to not have our taxpayer dollars going to a Palestinian authority that is threatening Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I need everybody that's listening to us to go to the phones. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. It is a dangerous and deadly combination, and it represents a grave threat to Israel. Hamas and the Palestinian Authority have announced their long-planned unity government. The terrorists of Hamas will join the extremists in the Palestinian Authority, united in their resolve to destroy Israel. Here's the problem. The United States provides hundreds of millions of taxpayer funds to the Palestinian Authority. And the fact is that if this unity government is finalized, the U.S. will actually be funding Hamas. Don't let that happen. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and send a message to the President and to Congress. Tell Washington, tell the Obama administration, not one dime of your taxpayer dollars should fund jihadists. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me play for you a soundbite. This is from Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu.
So President Abbas has to decide whether he wants a pact with Hamas or peace with Israel. He cannot speak out of both sides of his mouth. He cannot embrace Hamas and say that he wants peace with Israel. In fact, what I say to him very simply is this. President Abbas, tear up your pact with Hamas. Recognize a Jewish state, make peace. I hope you do that. But you can't have both Hamas and peace with Israel.
And there you have it. I mean, you can't have it that clear. But our government is threatening Israel that if they don't negotiate with Hamas, they risk becoming an apartheid state, Jordan. That's an incredible statement coming from our Secretary of State. And the State Department has not backed away from it.
It's propaganda, this kind of statement. And it's also, of course, a statement that in light of why Israel exists. It exists because primarily the reason why the world finally granted this piece of land for the Jewish people in the 1940s was after World War II and after the Holocaust, to now compare those people who were fleeing persecution, trying to survive as a racial group and as a religious group in the world. And then now you're comparing them to a white majority government in South Africa that basically instituted this apartheid, which means apart. That's what the word means, to a separate government between whites and those and then other minority groups, to compare them to that because of the terrorism they have to face, that if they don't sign a peace deal with someone who will not recognize their right to exist. This is not even a similar situation, but it's the language. It's what the pro-Palestinian propaganda has tried to get to, is that word apartheid. And to have, Secretary of State use that in a meeting is exactly what the Palestinians want.
Folks, you go to your phones right now at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Everybody that's listening to me, sign this petition now, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. We're giving you the evidence. Article 15 of the Hamas Charter. The day that enemies usurp part of Muslim land, jihad becomes the individual duty of every Muslim. In face of Jews' usurpation of Palestine, it is a compulsory manner that the banner of jihad must be raised. Skip, this is in the Hamas Charter, which our government is, they're concerned that there's been this unity, but then you've got the Secretary of State saying, well, we think that if Israel doesn't negotiate, they're risking becoming an apartheid state.
Absolutely. And not only that, you know, Hamas was declared to be a terrorist organization by our Department of State back in 1997 and has continued to be a terrorist organization since then. So by U.S. law, we're not allowed to deal with them because they're a terrorist organization. And yet now we're trying to compel the Israelis to negotiate with a terrorist organization that we cannot recognize and do not deal with. That is absolute insanity, and we should not stand by and let it happen.
Skip, there's another aspect of it. If Hamas and Fatah join the government, which is what they're saying they're doing, and have a unity government, when we give aid to the Palestinian Authority, we are then giving aid to Hamas, and we're not allowed to do that. So
that's correct.
Go ahead.
And we're talking about $500 million per year that the United States gives to the Palestinian Authority under various categories. So $500 million, most of which probably goes, and we're sure it's going, into secret bank accounts. But having said that, because of the corruption there, we would be subverting our own national interests and our own national policy by giving money to a Palestinian regime that was going to pass it on to Hamas.
Yeah, there's another aspect of this was in the one of the papers in Britain last night, and that is the House of Commons in England is concerned about money and aid going to the Palestinian Authority now because money and aid then goes directly to terrorists that are in prison. That's part of what happens here. So, folks, if you want to speak out on this, and this is the time to do it, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Speak out now for Israel. Sign this petition, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's take another call.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Diane calling in from Iowa on line one. Diane, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Brother Sekulow.
Yes, ma'am.
To tell you that I believe that our Lord and Savior is not going to let this happen to the ones of us who are standing for God's people. I know I am a part of it. When we came here to this country, we came in chains, and it was only because of the sins of our heritage. And God Almighty released us when we learned who He was in another language. We then served Him. My heart is broken that we would actually put a representative in the highest office in this country who was not a Christian.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing, though. This goes beyond, and I'm not going to get into the president or the secretary of state's theological or religious beliefs. I understand your concern, but let me tell you what the real what I'm dealing with right now is. I've got a statement from the secretary of state saying that Israel may be, risk becoming an apartheid country if they don't negotiate, and they have to negotiate with Hamas and Hezbollah-type organizations, and it's actually Hamas and the Palestinian Authority. That's the reality of what we're dealing with right now, which is, frankly, absurd that the Secretary of State would have us do this. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Jordan, what do you anticipate? We've got the congressman coming back on later in the broadcast. There's a number of pieces of legislation coming here, so we're not just talking about action in the vague sense. There's specific congressional acts to stop this funding without with conditions.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you've got specific congressional legislation proposed both in the House and the Senate. At the end of the day, that if this government actually moves forward, the White House has said that they would work with Congress. So this is an issue where the White House has been very clear and said if Congress comes to an agreement on defunding, that they will support that, the $400 million defunding if the government moves forward. But what the White House is trying to do to try, I think, keep Congress from pushing forward with this quickly is trying to play down actual agreement between the Palestinian factions here. Now, what I think is that is if they're saying it, that should be enough, and they should be that should be it. We should be stopping the money. It's not about does it last or not. We shouldn't care about that. They need to feel the economic impact immediately.
Let's take Andrea on line six. By the way, we're taking your calls 800-684-3110. Andrea, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thank you. I appreciate you all, and I appreciate your ministry.
Thank you.
My husband and I, my husband who happens to be Palestinian, and I are supporters of your ministry.
I appreciate that.
Appreciate your hard work.
Thanks.
And where we're kind of not able to do that physically. And we appreciate you and pray for you.
Thank you.
My point to you was sort of connected to that. First off, I know we don't have much time. I'll speed it up. First off, I wanted to make sure that your listeners know, because a lot of listeners don't do their own research. They just listen to us. They listen to people on radio and hear the media and go by that. They don't dig and do the research. Fatah, Hamas hate each other. They hate each other. They won't agree on anything.
That's why it's unbelievable that they're even doing this.
Absolutely. And it's out of desperation. I personally have seen people who have lived in their homes for over 1,000 years, and I've seen them get a sticker on their front door saying this is now owned by the government. And then within, 5 months, it's bulldozed.
Well, we're hitting a hard break here. Let me tell you what, we'll hold you on. We'll keep you past the break. So hang on the line here. We'll be back with you in a moment. We'll talk about that. We've represented Palestinian Christians. We know what it's like. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let me encourage you to take direct action here supporting Israel. This unity government is a disaster, not waiting to happen. It's a disaster happening. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You can sign that petition now. I encourage you, urge you to do it. We don't need our taxpayer dollars going there. And Secretary of State Kerry saying Israel risks becoming an apartheid state? Really? While Hamas is calling for their destruction? ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We'll take your calls when we come back at 800-684-3110.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and send a message to the President and to Congress. Tell Washington, tell the Obama administration, not one dime of your taxpayer dollars should fund jihadists. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Andrea was on hold with us talking about the situation in the Middle East. Her husband's Palestinian, and she said, and they're supporters of the ACLJ that wanted to talk about that. Didn't mean to cut you off, Andrea, but we hit a hard break. Go ahead with your comment.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, and it's no problem. Well, I just basically wanted to get to it. And by the way, my husband was born and raised in a Muslim family, but is no longer thanks be to God, no longer in those chains. But I just wanted to also press very firmly, you know, you and I also have a lot in common. We've broken bread with the same families in Bethlehem. And
right.
You know, I've sat, thanks be to God, by his grace, and had
right.
tea and lots of delicious dinners with the Ayad family.
Yeah.
And I've been able to really to sink in and to live with these people for quite some time. And we've got to remember the people, the citizens. We cannot say Palestinian this, Palestinian that, Israeli this, Israeli that. There's a lot happening, and most of them wish the international community would step in. Fatah, Hamas, doesn't matter who they are, they're millionaires. Their husband, their daughters are driving Porsches, and they see them. It's very blatantly pressed in these poor citizens' faces. And when I say poor citizens, some of these people are engineers and doctors and so on.
Well, it's a very difficult situation there, but the one of the things you're going to hear from the congressman, and this is what has me concerned, Andrea, is that he thinks that Mahmoud Abbas made this pact with, and I'd like to get Skip and Jordan's comment on this, he made this pact with going down this path with Hamas because of internal pressure he's feeling in the West Bank. Skip, your thoughts?
I think that's probably right. I think if there were an election there, his being reelected, if he were to run, would be chancy, because I think more and more people in the West Bank seem to be favoring Hamas. And I think they're not seeing what's going on now in the Gaza Strip and how they failed there. But it's I think there is a grave danger to the Palestinian Authority by an election unless they unite with Hamas.
Jordan, what's your sense?
I think, you know, it's a situation where regardless of the pressure, if there are no consequences for this kind of decision and announcing that this unity government once again, it allows, you know, there's no ramifications for moving forward or trying to move forward, and allows one Palestinian government to partner with a group that's recognized as a terrorist organization. This should be pretty simple for the United States. And I would say, you know, yes, there are Palestinian people on these issues. We represented lots of them who are opposed to this idea, but they are in the minority. And I think that everything that the caller said, that this is the minority view within inside the Palestinian territories. The anger level, the level of dislike for Israel, even outright hatred, is fairly high. And I don't think we can mischaracterize it by saying that the minority view is necessary. I don't want people to think that is the view shared by all, because it isn't. It's a very radicalized place in the world, and it receives a lot of funding from other countries in the region to stay that way,
yep.
to keep the people radicalized. It's why if people are killed in these efforts, their families get foreign funds from other countries in the world who support the Palestinian cause, as they say.
All right, Bob Schieffer had Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on. Listen to number 7.
Are you saying, sir, that there can be no discussion with the PLO as long as Hamas is a part of it?
I'm saying something very clear. As long as I'm Prime Minister of Israel, we will not negotiate with a government that is backed by Hamas, an organization that is committed to our destruction. It's common sense, of course. I mean, you want to make peace with an enemy, but only with an enemy that's decided to make peace. an enemy that seeks your destruction, what are we going to talk about? Well, the method of our self-annihilation? I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
I can't think of any stronger way to put it. We're going to take your calls when we come back. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Coming up later in the broadcast, an interview with Congressman Ron DeSantis. He's got legislation that he's proposing. It'll be tacked onto some of the foreign funding measures that are coming through Congress, so there's going to be some movement there. And again, we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Don't forget our matching challenge campaign. We're in the last few days of that at ACLJ.org. And sign on to this petition, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to stand with Israel. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Again, the scripture, folks, is clear. I'll bless those that bless thee. We've got to stand by Israel and not let them be called an apartheid state because they won't negotiate with Hamas. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
It is a dangerous and deadly combination, and it represents a grave threat to Israel. Hamas and the Palestinian Authority have announced their long-planned unity government. The terrorists of Hamas will join the extremists in the Palestinian Authority, united in their resolve to destroy Israel. Here's the problem. The United States provides hundreds of millions of taxpayer funds to the Palestinian Authority. And the fact is that if this unity government is finalized, the U.S. will actually be funding Hamas. Don't let that happen. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and send a message to the President and to Congress. Tell Washington, tell the Obama administration, not one dime of your taxpayer dollars should fund jihadists. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Broadcast 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We'll get to your calls in a moment. Jordan, you brought up something during the break about the funding mechanisms and the automatic cuts that should be taking place.
Yeah, that's right. The idea that we have in our government already systems set up that you're not supposed to fund terrorism. And we recognize Hamas as a terrorist organization, but it takes congressional authorization because the definitions. And this is when it gets more difficult in the world when you think, okay, we've said now we've passed a law saying we're not going to fund terrorism. So if you make deals with terrorists and you form a unity government, we're not going to give the funds because that can, of course, be funding terrorism. And you think, okay, this is said and done. But in fact, then when something like this happens with Hamas, what the White House is saying is that they need congressional authorization. But they're also playing down the idea that this unity government would move forward. So I think to put those two things together, what do you see? One, Congress has got to act together. And two, the White House is in no rush for them to do so. So they're not going to be lobbying Democrat members of Congress saying, please get this done. But if it does get done, And it can be signed, we can get the president the authority, and he said he will use it. I mean, now, what they may try to do to prevent that remains to be seen. But this should be, this kind of move, it should be Secretary Kerry coming out and saying, well, until this has changed, no more peace talks and no more peace plans. We're not even going to use that word anymore. This is like a step before declaring war on someone.
Yeah, here's interesting. In 2008, President Obama said this: there's no doubt that Israel and the Palestinians have tough issues to work out to get to the goal of two states living side by side in peace and security, but injecting a term like apartheid into the discussion doesn't advance that goal. It's emotional emotionally loaded, historically inaccurate, and it's not what I believe. Yet the Secretary of State, that was an article printed in the Atlantic magazine, the Secretary of State, Skip, said exactly those phrases in a closed-door meeting just a few days ago, while this whole unity government thing was going on.
You wonder who's in charge of this administration. You have the Secretary of State going out, in effect, freelancing and making all sorts of statements that seem to contradict the positions of the President of the United States, or at least his past positions. And so you wonder who's exactly in charge of the foreign policy of the United States. And it does not appear to be the President of the United States. And Secretary Kerry seems to be making a lot of mistakes across the board, but by injecting apartheid, how can he expect the Israelis to react positively to that when he's accusing them of becoming as bad as South Africa was in the worst days of racial discrimination?
ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to sign that petition. Now let's take another call, Jordan.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Bonnie calling in from California on line one. Bonnie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. I find it shocking that the policy of our government in the past that's been stated is that we refuse to negotiate with terrorists.
Right.
And that they would then expect a country to negotiate with terrorists.
Well, it's like they changed the rules, Jordan, because it's the Middle East.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's Israel.
So, right. It's a situation where the White House, instead of saying, this is it, this is enough, they say, well, I don't even think that they'll actually make a deal. And listen, that may be true, but why doesn't the White House just take them at their word and say, if you say this, we do this, and now we're moving forward, instead of trying to say, well, let's see if they actually get a deal done. I mean, that is not how we should be waiting around for this and say, well, we'll see if they get a deal first. We should be declaring, if you get a deal, we're done.
Let me play that exact language, because that's exactly what he said. The U.S. Department, U.S. Deputy National Security Advisor was asked on CNN State of the Union with Candy Crowley about that. You know, here's the question, here's the answer, number 10.
If there is unity between Fatah and Hamas and they go ahead with this unity government that they're talking about, will the U.S. halt aid to the Palestinians?
You know, what President Abbas announced the other day was an intent to work overtime to get some kind of unity government. We've heard that before. Let's see what happens. Let's see if they actually deliver on it. They haven't in the past.
Skip, isn't the answer to that, of course, no, we will not give aid if they do that. That should have been the answer.
That's exactly right. That's a no-brainer. You know, our law says you can't give it to a terrorist organization. If the Hamas becomes part of a government, they have taken a terrorist organization to become part of the government. That government would then be unable or to receive our aid by our own law. That is a ridiculous comment that was made. Yeah. The other thing is, I guess, that we seem to be dealing with these people as if they are acting in a reasonable Judeo-Christian Western worldview, as if we can talk things out and come to agreements. The Middle East is not the West. The Middle East is a whole different culture, and we need to recognize that. So we're imposing upon the Israelis our view of what should work there, and the Israelis live there and know that that's a no-brainer, too. That's not a non-starter.
Well, I mean, and the Prime Minister's been clear. By the way, join with us in this fight. Defend Israel. Defund the terrorists. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We've got calls going in a different direction. Let's take them, Jordan.
Yep, let's go to Affan calling in from Virginia online to Afan. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, hi Affan. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yes, I have a simple question.
Sure.
Is white phosphorus banned internationally?
Is white phosphorus banned internationally?
Against people.
Are you talking about in the context of a war?
Yes.
Skip, you want to address white phosphorus, which I don't know what that has to do with what we're talking about, but I suspect I know where you're going. Skip, go ahead.
Some weapons with white phosphorus are banned and others are not. If the weapon is used primarily for creating smoke or fog to make the battlefield more difficult to see through, then those are acceptable weapons. If it's done to or used to inflict pain on people for the pure reason for that, then those are barred. So it depends on what the weapons are.
Yep. So it's not. There's not a yes and no answer to it. But go ahead, Affan. Go ahead with your question.
So no answer to what? I didn't understand your answer.
Well, let me explain it to you.
Make it clear.
In some context, white phosphorus is allowed if it's to put smoke on the battlefield as part of the battlefield. That's within the legalities of the rules of war. If it's to harm individual citizens intentionally, not collaterally, but intentionally, it's not. But, you know, suicide bombers aren't legal either. But go ahead with your question.
Okay. Well, do you acknowledge that Israel used white phosphorus against Gaza civilians in the 2008 Gaza-Israeli war?
Skip and I have actually litigated. Go ahead, Skip. We actually handled some of this at the International Criminal Court in The Hague, where they found no jurisdiction, by the way.
It's interesting because the vast majority of evidence said that the Israelis used only white phosphorus as in the fog-making mode, and that was confirmed by the representative of the International Committee of the Red Cross, who was on the ground in Gaza at the time. So I'm not aware, and the Israelis deny having used it, and we have, even from independent sources like the International Committee of the Red Cross, we have confirmation that there was no such weapon reused.
So, Affen, what's your point?
What's my point is that Israel used illegal weapons.
Okay, well, we just answered that question, and there was a debate about that, and the International Criminal Court found no jurisdiction, and the International Red Cross said it was not used that way. So what's the point you're trying to make?
My point is Israel is committing illegal acts against humans.
Uh-huh. And do you think that lobbing rockets into civilian areas near Gaza, that's okay? Because Hamas does that all the time. Is that all right?
Can you please make your point clear? I'm not understanding.
Let me make it clear. Do you believe Hamas is a terrorist organization?
No.
Okay. Do you believe that Israel has the right to exist as a Jewish state?
No.
Okay. Do you believe that the Jews should be removed from what is called Palestine?
No.
I'm asking the question. Do you believe, because you've been very honest, do you think the Jews should be removed from Palestine?
Yes. Okay. Israel is a Zionist state. It's not a Jewish state.
Okay, what is a Zionist state?
Do you acknowledge that Israel is a Zionist state?
It's a Jewish state that are Zionist, which means you have a different. You know what the question is? Do you believe the Jews have a right to be in the area of land, even the pre-67 borders of Israel? Do you acknowledge that?
Okay, before we get...
No. I've got a minute left. Do you acknowledge that Israel has the right to exist in the pre-67 borders?
Make my point clear.
As the United Nations authorized, do you believe Israel has the right to exist as a Jewish state in the pre-67 borders? Yes or no?
The United Nations was made by the Rothschilds.
Oh, there you go. So now the Rothschilds are responsible. Thank you for your call, Affen, and I understand your history, which is incorrect. Let's take one more call, Jordan.
Yeah, Irene in New York on line 4. Irene, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Irene.
Hey, guys. This is why 2016 we must elect a Republican president.
You know, I want to elect a president that is in favor of supporting Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state. I'm not going to get into the party portion of it. Right now, I am focused like a laser beam, as is, by the way, we'll be hearing from our office in Israel and Jerusalem. And Jordan, your view on the legislation that we're going to be talking about in the next segment of the broadcast, you believe there's going to be some traction to that?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I mean, I think what this caller said is the reason why this issue, the level of hatred is so high. I mean, how would you even remove the people? I mean, think about those kind of questions.
Yep.
And again, Hamas can launch rockets, but Israel can't illuminate a target where there's an attack going on. I mean, that's the kind of, again, double-edged sword here. But it's why we've got to work on this congressional legislation to get it moving forward.
I'm going to play some of that question and answer we just did on tomorrow's broadcast for the first half hour, folks. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We want you to sign on that petition now at ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, we're in a matching challenge campaign, folks. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for it. ACLJ.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu.
hamas.edu/law.
It is a dangerous and deadly combination, and it represents a grave threat to Israel. Hamas and the Palestinian Authority have announced their long-planned unity government. The terrorists of Hamas will join the extremists in the Palestinian Authority, united in their resolve to destroy Israel. Here's the problem. The United States provides hundreds of millions of taxpayer funds to the Palestinian Authority. And the fact is that if this unity government is finalized, the U.S. will actually be funding Hamas. Don't let that happen. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and send a message to the President and to Congress. Tell Washington, tell the Obama administration, not one dime of your taxpayer dollars should fund jihadists. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Yes, everyone. In just a moment, I'm going to be joined by Congressman Ron DeSantis from Florida. He's got legislation up called the Palestinian Accountability Act. We're going to get into that in detail. I just spoke with him moments ago. Here's the interview. Well, joining us right now on the phone is Congressman DeSantis from Florida, who has really taken a lead role here, folks, on this issue we've been talking about all day, which is this Palestinian-Hamas alliance. Congressman, you have put forward or called for legislation to deal directly with what we think is a very, very troubling development. What are your, first of all, your take on the situation with Hamas and Fatah doing this coalition?
Well, I obviously think it's very negative in terms of the peace and security in the region. In some ways, though, it is a clarifying moment. I mean, Hamas makes no bones about what they want. They want the destruction of the Jewish state. The Fatah has said, well, you know, they won't say Israel has a right to exist as a Jewish state, but they claim they want peace or whatnot. And so I think that by this alliance, I think provides a little more clarity on where people like Mahmoud Abbas are coming. You know, through all this process that kind of some of these international actors, including our Secretary of State, has forced upon Israel, you know, Abbas to this day has never been able to say that he believes Israel has a right to exist as a Jewish state. And so for me, if we can't even get to that point, then I don't think this is in America's interest to be pursuing, and certainly not in Israel's security interest. So my bill, Palestinian Accountability Act, is to try to bring accountability and truth into the money that American taxpayers send over to the Palestinian Authority. And but what we do is we're trying to condition the funding on actually promoting better behavior. So you got to recognize Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state. You got to forthrightly and clearly denounce terrorism, and you got to cut ties with Hamas. So they've actually gone in the other direction. And so I just don't think the American people want to be sending money over there if that's going to be used to further this alliance that is so hostile and antagonistic to Israel. And that's the thing, Jay, when people talk about our support for Israel, there's broad support amongst the American people.
No doubt about that. And we're certainly hearing from people already as we've just launched this campaign to back your legislation and others that are being put forward. Let's talk about the situation. We have an office in Jerusalem. When the information came to our team in our office in Jerusalem about this serious unity government, they're on a 5-week path to a complete reconciliation. They've announced that they will reunite with Hamas, which ends basically a 7-year split. The agreement will, you know, basically make the Hamas the partner. I'm holding in my hand, Congressman, the covenant of the Islamic Resistance Movement. This is Hamas's covenant 1988, which calls for the complete annihilation of the state of Israel as a Jewish state. They'll say Israel has a right to exist, but not as a Jewish state, although they don't even go that far. But Fatah has said that. Your sense on why now? Why did, with the supposed talks that were taking place and all the pressure that the Obama administration was putting on and have been putting on the Israelis, why did Hamas and Fatah, specifically Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazen, make this decision right at this particular strategic time?
Well, I think he's responding to the broad sense amongst his folks. And the fact of the matter is, I think that you've never seen a critical mass of Palestinians want to embrace a future where they would coexist with the Jewish state. I think that's unfortunate, but I think that's a reality. And so he is, you know, I just think that he's moving in the direction of Hamas. is probably more reflective of where his people are, unfortunately, than were he to go and actually start to say that he's committed to a two-state solution where you have a Jewish state. And that's just the bottom line.
How does our government expect Israel to negotiate with Fatah or Mahmoud Abbas with this Hamas alignment going on? It's an impossible task.
I agree 100%. And I think Prime Minister Netanyahu was correct when he said, look, the peace process stops if you expect us to negotiate with an entity, Hamas, whose main purpose is our destruction. And so from their perspective, look, you actually may be able to come to an agreement with Hamas, but it would simply be Hamas would see that as a stepping stone towards Israel's destruction. So you would never be able to get an agreement that's in Israel's interest. So so I think that we absolutely need to stop pressuring Netanyahu and the Israeli government. And I think we also in Congress need to speak out against the Secretary of State's insinuation, John Kerry, that somehow if Israel does not continue to negotiate, that they run the risk of becoming an apartheid state.
Yeah, that was the first time that our government has ever used the phrase apartheid in an official capacity with regard to Israel, which is, of course, the phrase that a lot of Israel's critics will level at the Israeli government and the Israeli people. It's an interesting dynamic that all this is going on at the same time the Hamas-Fatah alignment goes. Congressman, how much money are we talking about here going from the United States taxpayer to the Palestinian Authority? Are we talking hundreds of millions?
It has been over the course of the last 20 years. And look, if you're going to use foreign aid as an instrument of national security, which there are times when you do that, you need to start seeing some results. And I think that this alliance has showed that that money has not been successful in terms of moving Palestinians towards a less belligerent stance towards Israel.
An interesting statement you made I want to go back to earlier on, and that is your concern is that Mahmoud Abbas's move is reflective of the Palestinian people. That means even the people in his portion of the West Bank, where he really has his highest level of control. Although the last time I was there, there was a lot more support evident for Hamas in that region than had been before. But your sense is that he's getting internal pressure here.
Well, that's really the only thing that makes any sense. I mean, if his folks were really wanting to pursue a peaceful resolution of this, then I think Israelis have bent over backwards over the years. And I think many people in Israel are willing to accept compromises that me personally, I probably wouldn't accept if I were there. So the will is there on the Israeli side. And so for him to take this action, that's just what I see. And of course, my legislation actually deals with some of the things with the UNRWA, the United Nations refugee. And if you look at some of the toxic stuff that gets spewed out through that and some of these other entities in the Palestinian Authority, I mean, you could see why some of these folks identify with Hamas, because they're told time and time again to hate Israel, that Israel is the bane of everyone's existence. And so you know, we do need to realize we have certain tools, but also those folks in that region, you know, if they're going to continue with this cycle of hatred, it's going to be very difficult to ever have a peaceful resolution.
Do you sense, and this is a kind of, I guess, the point where we're at right now, that this is a situation where really there's no putting the toothpaste back in the tube, so to speak, that by making the statement publicly, Mahmoud Abbas has chosen the path upon which he is going down, and that is he's doing the unity with Hamas because of his own internal pressure, and that basically ends a real solution based on two states living side by side in mutual security?
I think absolutely, without question, and not only just from looking at what's happened recently, but, you know, we obviously have a long history of Palestinians and Arabs having an opportunity to have a state from 100 years ago to the UN partition, and they've always tended to reject that. Going with Hamas tells me that there's more of a distaste for having a Jewish state than there is a desire to have a Palestinian state. And I just think that that's unfortunate, but I think it is the case.
Congressman, thanks for being with us, and thank you for taking a lead on this.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, folks, that's going to do it for the broadcast today. We really need your support to end the aid to the Palestinian Authority and stop the pressure on Israel that the Obama administration has been putting on. You can't negotiate, as we've said so clearly today, with a partner that's calling for your ultimate destruction. ACLJ.org. or 877-989-2255, ACLJ.org.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and send a message to the President and to Congress. Tell Washington, tell the Obama administration, not one dime of your taxpayer dollars should fund jihadists. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.